So this is our grow, our OPC, off-premise cultivation. You just walk past three cameras coming in the door.
Jesse Miller leads me through an expansive and fragrant storage unit in Carbondale that feels more like a factory. He's co-owner of Leaf Aspen, a medical marijuana grower and dispensary. The business also sells marijuana-infused products to dispensaries around the state. Here, nearly 500 marijuana plants are nurtured to maturity, so their harvested buds can be sold at Leaf's storefront in Aspen. The process starts in what's called the clone room. Miller points to a set of baby marijuana plants.
We take these and cut them off of a growing plant, treat it, pop it in here, and they grow roots.
These small plants are then potted individually and put beneath so-called grow lights. The little cuttings are more susceptible to disease than their older counterparts, so Miller watches them closely. From here, the plants move across the hall into what's called a veg room, where the temperature is closely monitored and fans constantly circulate air. The plants live here anywhere from 4 to 6 weeks.
These guys are pretty new. They just got put in here. These have been in here a couple weeks. We can come in, cut this off, and make clones out of these, or move them. Once they get to a certain size, we move them down into flower.
Downstairs, the flower room is where the plants ultimately grow to maturity. Special care is given at this stage to regulate humidity and light.
And they don't start producing flowers till we move them down here. They're all tagged, say what the strain is when they went in and what patient each plant is actually dedicated to.
Miller and his staff grow marijuana for about 50 patients, although they only get a certain amount of the harvest. 30% can be sold to other stores around the state. Local patients get the rest. In one of three flower rooms, Miller estimates about 9 pounds of marijuana will be harvested. The next stop for the marijuana is a quieter room at the end of the hallway.
So the plants come in here, we cut them down, and trim up the buds, store them on these racks so that they can cure and dry out.
In the middle of the room, employee Mark Simpkins is focused, carefully trimming green and purple buds.
I'm just trimming all the leaves off, so you end up with just a solid bud with no leaf on it.
Customers want as little leaf and stem in the bag as possible because the leaves are harsh tasting, says Simpkins. Despite the trimmings, Jesse Miller says nothing is wasted.
We're not losing any of the material through, trimming it and all that, because we have an MIP license and we process it through our MIP.
The MIP, or Marijuana Infused Products License, allows them to develop products like hash oil and butter. That kind of production happens in a separate room that looks more like a science lab than a marijuana grow site. Leaf Aspen will likely have to increase its production area once it starts selling retail marijuana next year. Miller says adding recreational is a no-brainer.
We think the retail numbers are going to be triple what medicinal is in terms of sales. So just from a numbers standpoint, it makes sense.
He thinks his shop in Aspen will draw business from tourists. It'll be a needed jolt because right now he says business is tough because of competition and rising fees.
The taxes are going up. Our profits are going down. A lot of landlords the second and third year in come in and they want to raise the rent because everybody thinks we're just rolling in cash. The one thing I think retail will help that whole supply and demand issue, and prices will probably start to creep upwards a little bit.
Right now, the business is searching for a new spot to grow additional plants for the retail end. The store in Aspen will also add a cash register, one for medical patients and another for those buying marijuana recreationally. Marcy Grivenin, Aspen Public Radio News.